Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Liz Cheney attacking Biden, Gates attacking Liz Cheney. All the news now. I'm Chris Brintle. Yesterday, U.S. House Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming has introduced legislation seeking to block President Joe Biden's executive order to ban oil and gas leasing on federal lands and a potential coal moratorium. The bills are titled the Safeguarding of Oil and Gas Leasing Permitting Act and the Safeguarding Coal Leasing Act. Now, these bills would potentially block Biden's moratorium unless Congress enacts a joint resolution of approval.
I love Wyoming! I think if Liz Cheney had a rally with all of her supporters, they could likely meet inside one of the elevators in the Capitol and still have plenty of room for social distancing.
Amid all this, Liz Cheney is still facing backlash from some Wyoming citizens and by fellow Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz. Gaetz, along with hundreds of Wyoming supporters, met as Gaetz slammed Liz Cheney at the bottom of the Wyoming Capitol steps in Cheyenne. Listen to this.
My old man calls it prairie populism. Do right by your people. Never sell out. Fight their dislikes. And never, never let the powerful run over the weak. Inspire people through courage and tell the truth. The truth is that the establishment in both political parties have teamed up to screw our fellow Americans for generations.
Gaetz feels Cheney does not represent the voice of the people from Wyoming, and he does not want her to be a leader in the Republican Party. This is backlash, really, from Liz voting to impeach former President Donald Trump last week. And it's backlash from many Republicans due to Cheney's regime change mentality as far as overseas wars. Now, on a brief note to end news, the Wyoming legislators are discussing a sales tax hike in order to address budget issues. Now, we'll have more on that proposal next week in news on the Basin Radio Network. Hey, were you listening to the show and my news was halfway done, or I was signing off and you wanted to hear a story? Or maybe you were listening to the stream and you were like, darn, I want to hear that news again because Chris Brintle is so awesome. Well, all you have to do is go to BasinsRadio.com. The full report is right there.